The Guardian.
He's telling them that if it's necessary to save their own skins, they should go out and vote for Robert Mugabe. They're saying that the violence against the opposition and its supporters, and essentially the rounding up of people, they were forced, in a final push by the ruling ZANU-PF yesterday, they were forced to meetings at which they were warned that their vote was their bullet, which essentially means that if they vote against Mugabe, they will be killed. They were told that in some places that they would be forced to hand in their identity cards and they would only get them back when they voted. In other places that they would have to gather overnight and would be taken to the polls en masse by the ruling party militia. In the face of all of that, the opposition has simply said, you have to do whatever is necessary not to get yourself killed. And if that includes voting for Robert Mugabe, then go ahead and do it.
So although Tsvangirai's name is on the ballot, the Movement for Democratic Change really not holding out any hope of doing what it did 3 months ago in the first round and beating Mugabe.
No, it's conceding privately that this election is lost. They say that in the face of a sustained campaign of violence, which has effectively decapitated the organisation on the ground by driving out its officials, by preventing any kind of real campaigning through arrests, through abductions, even murders, that there's no hope that it can win. On top of that, the polling, even the independent poll watchers have been forced out this time, which means that the ruling party essentially has a free hand to massage the figures at the polling stations, no matter how people vote. So the Movement for Democratic Change says there's simply no hope of a free and fair election. It's just a farce.
With such an illegitimate election, how will Zimbabwe's few remaining allies deal with Robert Mugabe after today?
Well, I think that's Mugabe's real problem. He long ago lost legitimacy in the West, but he had hoped that his government would continue to receive recognition from other African countries, particularly those in Southern Africa in the region. And I think that up until now, they've given him quite a lot of leeway. That began to erode with the first round of elections in March, and particularly the very long delay in releasing the results. But they were still prepared to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I think this evidently state-orchestrated campaign against the opposition has alienated other governments around Zimbabwe. The Botswanans have made it clear that they won't recognise the government here. Other governments have called for the election to be called off, saying that it can't be free and fair in the circumstances. And that would raise a high probability that if Mugabe wins, with what they've already said can't be a free and fair election, that if they didn't cease to recognise his government, would certainly be very reluctant to publicly endorse it.
And do you expect the campaign of violence to continue after today?
Well, there are signs that it will. Mugabe has said already that after the election, he's going to hold the people in the Movement for Democratic Change, the people at the top, responsible for the violence. In the perverse Alice in Wonderland world that is Zimbabwe politics, the victims are portrayed to be the perpetrators, and which suggests a campaign of arrests probably. Already much of the leadership and the members of parliament have been driven underground. And there's another reason for that, one of which is that the ruling ZANU-PF lost control of parliament for the first time in 28 years in the March elections. And parliament has yet to be installed. But when it is, if the opposition members are in hiding abroad or locked up, it will be hard for the MDC to assemble a majority in parliament, which of course serves Mugabe's interests. The last thing he needs is a parliament that is able to block him. And I think that certainly the MDC is saying that what they expect after the election is a sustained campaign to completely wipe out the party, so it's no threat in the future.
Chris, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.